Amazon Web Services blackout reveals fragile choke point powering the artificial intelligence boom. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hide, and number 9,650, Amazon Web Services and hashtag X27. U.S. East 1 region in Northern Virginia experienced a cooling system failure on May 8, 2026 that knocked Coinbase offline for several hours and disrupted CME Group and hashtag X27's derivatives platform. The cooling infrastructure failure was caused by elevated internal temperatures from the AI build-out and hashtag X27's demand on aging data center systems, revealing that critical cloud infrastructure supporting financial services is inadequately scaled for current AI workloads. AWS took longer than expected to restore sufficient cooling capacity and safely restart affected systems even after rerouting traffic to other availability zones within the region. The cooling system failure that knocked Coinbase offline and disrupted CME Group's derivatives platform on May 8, 2026 was not a routine data center incident. It was a stress test that the AI build-out forced on aging infrastructure, and the infrastructure failed. Amazon Web Services reported that its U.S. East 1 region in Northern Virginia experienced elevated internal temperatures caused by a cooling system failure inside a single availability zone on May 8, 2026. The immediate casualties: Coinbase lost trading service for several hours, and CME Group reported what it described as essential maintenance on its CME Direct platform during the same window. AWS confirmed that restoring sufficient cooling capacity to safely restart all affected systems took longer than expected, even after traffic was rerouted to other availability zones within the region. Coinbase confirmed directly that the AWS event caused its outage. CME Group did not publicly confirm that AWS was the underlying cause of its platform disruption, meaning the causal link between the AWS cooling failure and CME's problems remains unconfirmed as of publication. Terms and root cause details of CME's incident were not fully disclosed. The incident follows a pattern that has become difficult to ignore. In October 2025, a DNS resolution failure in AWS DynamoDB caused an outage exceeding 14 hours that disrupted Snapchat, Reddit, United Airlines, and Coinbase. 1 month later, CME Group suffered one of its longest trading halts in years, traced to a cooling failure at a CyrusOne data center in Chicago. 3 cooling or infrastructure failures in 7 months. 2 of them touched CME Group. 1 of them hit Coinbase twice. For institutional capital allocated to crypto exchanges, derivatives platforms, or any financial infrastructure running on hyperscaler cloud, the question is no longer whether these events happen. It is how often, and what the liability exposure looks like. US East 1, a 20-year-old dependency that AI is now stress-testing. AWS launched US East 1 in 2006, making it the oldest region in the company's global catalog. For roughly a decade, it was the only viable option for most enterprise customers building on AWS. The result is 2 decades of architectural inertia. Clients built complex workloads in US East 1 when it was the only choice, and migrating those workloads to multi-region configurations carries cost and execution risk that most have declined to absorb. That legacy concentration problem now intersects with AI infrastructure demand. According to reporting by Anna Maria Stanciak in The Next Web, US East 1 has absorbed significant new AI training and inference workloads over the past year. AI compute runs hotter and at higher density than traditional cloud workloads. The question AWS's postmortem must answer: did the accelerated addition of AI workloads in US East 1 push thermal loads beyond what the existing cooling infrastructure was designed to handle, or was the May 8 failure unrelated to AI density? That determination has not been made public. The structural framing matters for investors. If AI workload density contributed to the cooling failure, the problem is not a one-time equipment fault. It recurs whenever AI capacity additions outpace cooling infrastructure upgrades, which, given current AI capital expenditure trajectories across hyperscalers, is a plausible steady-state condition. The grid stress that AI data centers create is already producing political and regulatory friction beyond the facility level. Maryland ratepayers are facing a $2 billion power grid upgrade bill attributed to AI data center demand, with the state filing complaints with federal energy regulators over what it characterizes as a violation of ratepayer protection commitments. Northern Virginia sits in the same Mid-Atlantic grid corridor. Power and cooling infrastructure in that corridor is under AI-driven demand pressure from multiple directions simultaneously. CME Group's exposure: why derivatives infrastructure cannot degrade gracefully. The CME Group angle is the most consequential element of this incident for institutional capital markets. Derivatives clearing pipelines are not designed to absorb partial outages. Margin calculations and settlement obligations have hard deadlines tied to the opening of the Asian trading session. A disruption during peak Asian hours, which is when the May 8 event struck, does not pause those obligations. It creates operational gaps in cycles that are already in motion. If regulators confirm that CME Direct's disruption was downstream of an AWS cooling failure in a single availability zone in Northern Virginia, the conversation about cloud concentration risk in systemically important financial infrastructure will accelerate. Regulators in both the US and Europe have monitored hyperscaler dependency in financial market infrastructure for years. A confirmed causal chain from AWS US East 1 to CME Direct would give those regulators the documented precedent they need to act. The broader regulatory environment for technology companies operating in sensitive infrastructure is already tightening. Microsoft's country general manager for Israel, Alon Haymovich, departed in May 2026 following a Microsoft global investigation into alleged unethical use of Azure by Israel's Ministry of Defense, with concerns that the company's code of ethics had been violated. Microsoft Israel was subsequently placed under the management of Microsoft France. The episode illustrates that hyperscalers are under simultaneous pressure on infrastructure reliability, regulatory compliance, and ethical use governance. Each failure mode creates independent regulatory exposure. The architecture gap, what multi-AZ actually means in practice, AWS's official guidance during the May 8 incident was consistent with its documented best practices. Customers running workloads in the affected availability zone should fail over to another AZ. That guidance is operationally sound for customers who architected for it. It is operationally useless for customers who did not. The gap between AWS's architectural recommendations and the actual deployment patterns of enterprise customers is the core risk. Building for multi-AZ redundancy requires upfront architectural decisions, ongoing engineering discipline, and incremental infrastructure cost. For mission-critical financial platforms, the cost of that redundancy is measurably lower than the cost of a multi-hour outage during trading hours. Coinbase learned that again on May 8. CME Group may have as well. For critical services, multi-region architecture represents the next tier of resilience. Multi-AZ protects against a single data center failure within one geographic region. Multi-region protects against a regional failure entirely. The May 8 event did not require multi-region failover to have been survivable. Proper multi-AZ distribution within US East 1 would likely have been sufficient. The problem is that customers who consolidated into a single AZ for cost or operational simplicity had no automated failover path. Source: AWS architectural documentation as summarized in. Table reflects general architectural principles, not disclosed configurations of specific affected customers. Institutional capital, where this reprices risk, the investment implications distribute across three asset classes. For direct equity exposure to Coinbase and CME Group, multi-hour outages on a crypto exchange during trading hours represent realized revenue loss and potential customer attrition. Coinbase has experienced AWS-related outages in both October 2025 and May 2026. A pattern of infrastructure dependency on a single cloud region is an operational risk factor that analysts covering the company should be quantifying, not treating as episodic noise. 4. Venture and growth capital deployed into fintech and crypto infrastructure. The May 8 event reprices the cost of building resilient architecture. Startups that cut corners on multi-AZ or multi-region design to reduce infrastructure spend are carrying unpriced operational risk. Investors conducting technical due diligence should now treat cloud architecture reviews with the same rigor applied to security audits. For infrastructure-adjacent equity, the thermal management and data center cooling sector benefits from exactly the dynamic that caused the May 8 failure. AI workload density is outrunning legacy cooling infrastructure across the Northern Virginia corridor and other major cloud regions. Companies positioned in advanced cooling technology, liquid cooling systems, and data center thermal management are beneficiaries of a structural capacity gap that AI capital expenditure is widening. European institutional capital is meanwhile demonstrating appetite for AI infrastructure exposure despite governance concerns. Over 100 major European banks, asset managers, insurers, and pension funds increased their combined Palantir stake by more than 60% in the past year, with the total value of those investments reaching $27 billion by the end of 2025. The capital flow signal is clear: European institutions are allocating to AI infrastructure plays even when those plays carry documented governance, human rights, or operational risk. The question is whether infrastructure reliability risk is being priced with similar rigor. The Plaquemines view the market is treating the May 8 US East 1 failure as an operational incident. Plaquemines reads it as an early stress test of a structural mismatch, and the mismatch is only getting wider. AI training and inference workloads generate heat at densities that general-purpose data center cooling infrastructure was not designed to sustain at scale. US East 1 absorbed a significant wave of those workloads over the past year. The cooling system failed. AWS has not confirmed whether AI workload density was a contributing factor, but the timing and the physics are not coincidental. The postmortem will either confirm the structural thesis or require an alternative explanation for why a 20-year-old region's cooling infrastructure failed precisely as it was absorbing its highest density compute loads in its history. The second-order play is in thermal management infrastructure. The Northern Virginia Data Center Corridor is the highest concentration cloud region on Earth. If AWS, Microsoft Azure, and Google Cloud are all adding AI capacity there simultaneously, and if the grid is already strained enough to generate a $2 billion ratepayer upgrade bill in neighboring Maryland, the cooling and power infrastructure gap is not a US East 1 problem. It is a regional infrastructure problem that will surface repeatedly as AI capital expenditure continues. For financial market infrastructure specifically, the regulatory clock started on May 8. A confirmed causal link between AWS US East 1 and CME Direct's disruption gives regulators a documented, named, dated incident involving a systemically important derivatives exchange. The next step in that regulatory sequence is not optional guidance. It is mandatory resilience requirements for financial infrastructure running on public cloud. Exchanges, clearinghouses, and payment processors that have not built multi-region redundancy are carrying a compliance liability they have not yet priced. The AI build-out is not slowing. The infrastructure required to support it safely is not keeping pace. That gap is the investment thesis. The bottom line: the May 8 AWS US East 1 cooling failure was containable. The next one may not be. AI workload density is creating thermal loads that legacy data center infrastructure in the world's most concentrated cloud region was not designed to handle. Financial infrastructure operators running on single-use cloud deployments are carrying operational risk they are not disclosing with adequate specificity. Regulators with jurisdiction over systemically important financial market infrastructure now have a named incident to build mandatory resilience requirements around. Investors who treat this as routine downtime are misreading the structural shift. The position, long thermal management and multi-region cloud resilience infrastructure, short the assumption that hyperscaler SLAs are sufficient risk mitigation for mission-critical financial applications.